suckers. We got hustlers. We got fighters. Early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars.
Welcome to Doc's Freedom Files.
Freedom, keep walking, keep on your toes, and don't stop talking about freedom.
Irony and its close cousin absurdity meet nowhere closer than at the confluence of left-wing politics and gun control legislation. As usual, and especially in the case of guns, the leftists tug at the fragile heartstrings of emotion when the sturdy rope of reason escapes them. This has been seen nowhere more clearly than in the aftermath of Adam Lanza's Sandy Hook school shootings. Samuel Johnson once famously said, "Patriotism is the last refuge of scoundrels." He was wrong. I've come to realize that children are the last refuge of scoundrels. Anytime the political left wants to grandstand on an issue, they justify it with the now hoary cliche, "It's for the children." Their gun-free school zones ensured that the Sandy Hook kids didn't stand a chance. Apparently, the anti-gunners' concern for children is further bolstered by continuous misuse of the firearms vocabulary. Their insistence on referring to magazines as clips, the constant reference to semi-automatic firearms as automatics, thereby implying that they are machine guns, and calling cartridges bullets are just a small sampling of their shallow understanding and intentional misdirection. Too often, they are people who don't know what they're talking about, yet wield massive amounts of authority. Their abject technical ignorance would be more palatable were it not being used to strip Americans of their rights. People would laugh at a cardiologist who called the heart that blood pump thing in your elbow that goes thump thump. Yet the anti-gun types are still taken seriously after they say equally ridiculous things. Amongst other things, the 1994 assault weapons ban contained a prohibition on barrel shrouds. While attempting to get the ban reinstated after its 10-year sunset provision, perennial anti-gun New York legislator Carolyn McCarthy was asked what a barrel shroud was. She infamously replied, "I believe it's a shoulder thing that goes up." Barrel shrouds are nothing more than small heat shields designed to protect a shooter's hand from a hot barrel. They are a safety feature. Some, though not all, have a military appearance, but none of them affect the function of a firearm in the least. Leave it to the left to ban safety features. The ban featured other bizarre prohibitions, such as bayonet lugs on rifle barrels. These fixtures allow a bayonet to be mounted on a long gun. In modern militaries, bayonets are rarely seen off the parade ground. Still, the nervous Nellies who authored the ban insisted on including them. Why? Did the authors suspect that our criminal element was massing, like World War II Imperial Japanese troops, ready to stage bayonet bonsai attacks? Apply your own litmus test to everything you hear from the mainstream media and anti-gun politicians, and understand that it is impossible for their constant stream of disinformation to be accidental. There are, logically, only three possibilities. They are intentionally pushing an agenda, they are too stupid to hold their offices, or they are too dishonest to be trusted. In any case, their blather is not worthy of your ears. Reports are that December 2012 background checks and firearm sales have broken all previous records. The sad irony is that the public aren't buying these weapons because they fear the likes of Adam Lanza or even common street criminals. They are buying them in fear of their own government. This is Doc Toops wishing you life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Guns, self-defense, survival, current events, and your future.
Can't take me. Yeah!
We're rapidly rapidly approaching desperate times. Have you prepared your family physically, mentally, spiritually to face these times?
You know what's inside it. Don't push me outside it. Never gonna give it, never gonna give it up, no.
The tyrant has overstepped his authority. What will you do when he comes to your door?
You can't take me, I'm free.
The Shooting Bench, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central.
It's easy to take liberty for granted when you've never had it taken from you.
Toes was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. My gloves.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good time roll.
All we want to do is talk. You are
a little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on a rocking on gold. We'll dance up a storm and later on the night. We'll be working on doing all the wrong things.
Right. That's right.
Finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We're naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Oh, it's poofy, get a pelly.
By golly, it is Friday, the 28th of September, another month pretty much on the records here.
and welcome to Liberty Lounge. And
we've got very few songs tonight. There's a few on there, but a few of them are ones we've heard before. I've gone to great pains here to look for ones that we haven't from
three different areas. There's the three different, what should I say, eras? Yeah, that sounds good. So,
anyway, before we do that, let's go see if we've got any sound here. Let's see if there's anybody even looking for a 5x5 from somebody. Hello. And we're waiting. While we're waiting, let me tell you a little story. Remember let me go over here and check and make sure everything looks good on my end. Just to make sure everything's good there, and it's good there, and it's good there, and it's good everywhere. So let me go back to the chat room. And there's a 5x5. Whoever that anonymous is, thank you very much. Okay, let's move on. Remember, what is today, Friday? Yeah.
Wednesday, we talked about the gal that... here we go with the music again. Here we go. Talked about the gal that and her volunteer friends that saved all these dogs and cats and stuff from drowning during Hurricane Florence, North Carolina. And during that show, I said that there has to be exceptions made sometimes during emergencies. Always has been, always will be. And there's still some jackbooted thugs out there in places that think that they have to press charges because that's what the law says. You know, a good cop won't give you a ticket for rolling through a stop sign if there's nobody coming for a mile in either direction. You slow down and you look both ways, slow almost to a stop, and then go. A good cop will say that you followed the spirit of the law and that you went on your way and nobody was hurt and nobody was in danger of any way, so no big deal. A jackbooted thug will say you didn't come to a complete stop no matter how much you were almost stopped and give you a ticket anyway. Such is the case with the dogs and the cats where the jackbooted thugs of this little town in North Carolina said you were running a pet shelter without a license. And what was the first word out of my mouth? I can't tell you here, but it was kind of like, oh, please.
Well, it just so happens, whenever I said that the people of that town should go nuts and deluge these people with emails and phone calls. Well, apparently that's what happened because the next night I was sitting there watching TV and looking at my phone off and on, it says that the charges sparked an intense public outcry in favor of Hedges, including a GoFundMe account to help recover her legal fees. As of Wednesday morning, it has raised more than $40,000. The charges were dismissed Tuesday. In a post on Facebook, the Wayne County prosecutor said the well-being of the animals was a foremost concern. Well, they didn't drown, okay? They got her, they was going to get her for several counts of unlicensed, what they call it, veterinary help or something, unlicensed medical care of the dogs or whatever. So...
We have, my whole life, since I was a little bitty kid, we've always given our horses shots and our dogs shots, and we've sewed up cuts and done things that should have required veterinary care, but, you know, we didn't, and I continue to do this. And so do a hell of a lot of other people out live in rural areas.
And, you know, there's just some little things that's just okay. It's all right. If you've saved the dog and you're not getting stupid with it, not diagnosing it with cancer and trying to treat it with radiation from Batman or Superman kryptonite stuff or whatever, yeah, common sense. It's, you can you can do this kind of stuff and be okay. Well, she's okay. She got all the charges dropped, and she's got a whole bunch of money in the bank now. And so this worked out well for her. Hopefully she'll put that money to good use for her animal clinic and animal shelter, whatever it is. So thought I'd throw that in there before we get started with music. Let me check the roll here real quick and see who all is in here anyway. I wonder where everybody is tonight. This must be a special Friday. I know where the local people are. They had a car show, a big car show. Had 575 cars in it. I saw a bunch of them coming in. I saw a few coming in yesterday. Saw a whole bunch coming today, and I got out of town just before this started. It was supposed to start about 4 o'clock, so there's 575 cars. You know traffic would be backed up for 800 miles out there, so I snuck out pretty quick and didn't get all the things done I needed to do, but I wasn't going to stay any longer. Sholo, Arizona is a place to go for car shows. They have two or three around here a year, and there's quite a few of them that live here year-round, and a whole bunch come in here from, you know, all over the state, and I suppose different parts of the country. I don't know. I would imagine different parts of the country. I don't know if they'd get 575 of them out of Arizona, but maybe they do. But that's a lot of old cars, anyway. And there was everything from the very classy-looking short-bed C10 Chevrolet pickups. I drove right alongside one of them getting out of town earlier. And the old Woodies all manner of Thunderbirds and 55, 56, 57 Chevrolets and old Rancheros and El Camino. Just everything you can think of. Pretty neat. So, with all that off my chest, I think we'll go ahead and get on with it here. Like I said, I think you'll like this collection we've got tonight. It's pretty good. So, as always, if you guys will bear with me. Oh, by the way, we'll talk about that later. Let me, take me about 8 or 10 seconds here to get my format switched over so you'll experience just a little bit of dead air. If you can stay with me a minute, we'll be back with a vengeance here in just a second.
All the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. Marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has your lightning bound help you dry your tears when the new lures of your crystal chandelier? Never did fit in too well with the folks you knew. When it's plain to see that the likes of me don't fit with you, so you traded me for the gaiety of the well-to-do, and you turned away from the love I offered you. Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that had you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the newer's up of your crystal chandeliers? Your picture in the news most every day. You're the chosen girl of the social world, so the stories say. But a paper smile only lasts a while, then it fades away. And the love we knew will come home to you someday. All the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes
are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that had your life in cloud help you dry your tears? When the new wars all on your Christmas chandelier. When the new wars all on your crystal chandelier.
Thank you so much.
Well, today I'm so weary. Today I'm so blue, sad and brokenhearted, and it's all because of you. Life was so sweet, dear. Life was a song. Now you've gone and left me. Oh, where do I belong? And it's all for the love of a dear little girl. All for the love that set your heart in a whirl. I'm a man who'd give his life and the joys of this world all for the love of a girl. And it's all for the love of a dear little girl. All for the love that set your heart in a whirl. I'm a man who'd give his life and the joy of this world all for the love of a
did you see? I wonder. This time, did it feel
your name on wishing. She's the one that you've been missing, baby. Well, whose bed have your boots been under?
Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar down a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones. My heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Good job, I work hard for
money when it's quitting time. I keep the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the stupid boogie. Yeah, here you go, do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go. What'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boots, boots, boogie. Yeah, heel toe, do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go.
Something more that I would like to say. wings and settle down, just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Sing side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. You're living on love. Buying on time without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. It's like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much, you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
Shine, that flush on your cheeks is more than the wine. And he must do something that I didn't do. Whatever he's doing, it looks good on you. You look so good in love. You want him, that's easy to see. You look so good in love. I wish you still wanted me. He must have stolen some stars from the sky and gave them to you to wear in your eye. I had my chances, but I set you free. And now I wonder why I couldn't see. You look so good in love. You want him, that's easy
to see. You look so good in love. I wish you still wanted me.
Darling, I've wasted a lot of years not seeing the real you. But tonight your beauty is shining through. And I never took the time to let you know. So before he takes you away, please let me say, you look so good in love. You want him, that's easy to see. You look so good in love. I wish you still wanted me. You look so good in love. You want him, that's easy.
remember when I was young and so were you, and time stood still, and love was all we knew. You were the first, so was I. Made love and then you cried. Remember when? Remember when we vowed the vows and walked the walk, gave our hearts, made the start, and it was hard. We lived and learned life through curves. There was joy, there was hurt. Remember when? Remember when old ones died and new were born, life was changed, disassembled, rearranged. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when? Remember when the sound of little feet was music? We danced to week, brought back the love. We found trust, vowed we'd never give it up. Remember when? Remember when 30 seems so old now, looking back, it's just a stepping stone to where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when? Remember when we said when we turned gray, when the children grow up and move away, we won't be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had. And we'll remember when. Remember when? Remember when?
My dear son, it's almost June. I hope this letter catches up with you and finds you well. It's been dry, but they're calling for rain, and everything's the same old same in Johnsonville. Your stubborn old daddy ain't said too much, but I'm sure you know he sends his love. She goes on in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared and our boots ain't much.
buddy, and they all laugh like there's something funny about the way I talk when I say mama sends her best, y'all. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home. My dearest love, it's almost dawn. I've been lying here all night long, wondering where you might be. I saw your mama and I showed her the ring. Man on the television said something, so I couldn't sleep. But I'll be alright, I'm just missing you. And this is me kissing you. X's and O's in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared and our butts ain't muddy, and they all laugh cause she calls me honey, but they take it hard cause I don't read the good part. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work, and it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home. Dear son, I know I ain't written. I'm sitting here tonight alone in the kitchen. It occurs to me I might not have said, so I'll say it now. Son, you make me proud. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared and our boots ain't muddy, but no one laughs cause there ain't nothing funny when a soldier cries. And I just wipe my eyes. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work, and it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home.
Living in your radio, how do you like me now? took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy. Standing here today, I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
I can't deceive. I know it's only make believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes and my dreams come true. My one and only you. And no one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be that someday you'll care for me, but it's only make-believe. My hopes and my dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul. My only prayer will be that someday you'll care for me, but it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes and my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes and my schemes. You are my every dream, but it's only
Jack's Liquor Store.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store?
That's right, pal.
You guys deliver?
We deliver.
You got any tequila?
We have tequila.
Tequila. Yeah. You got any quartz?
Quartz. We have quartz.
I don't want any quartz.
All right, how much do you want?
I want fifths.
You want fifths, all right.
Four fifths.
Four fifths tequila?
Four fifths tequila?
Yeah.
What do we got so far?
We got 4/5 tequila.
Make it better, make that 5.
5/5 tequila.
5/5 tequila.
Got that?
You got scotch?
We have scotch.
Think of any cinnamon.
I think you're pardon?
4.
4.
4/5 of scotch.
Hello.
So is this the Ajax Liquor Store?
That's right, pal.
You listening to the Yellow Pages?
Yes, we are listening to Yellow Pages.
How come you're listening to taxidermy?
That's impossible.
Well, I'm sorry. It was what?
It's impossible.
Oh, I must have a couple of pages missing in my phone book. What do we got so far?
5/5 tequila, 5/5 of scotch.
You got any beer?
We have beer.
All right, okay.
We have 16-ounce cans and 12-ounce cans.
Okay.
Well, how much do you want?
This, 2 cases.
2 cases. All right, I've got that down. All right.
Don't send any vermouth.
All right, I won't send any vermouth.
That makes my wife sick. She's out of town, but I do it just in her memory.
All right, okay. We have 5/5 tequila, 5/5 of scotch, and 2 cases of beer, 1 case of 16-ounce cans.
You just bring it right on up then, huh?
All right, where do you want me to deliver it?
Up in my house.
Where do you live?
Up on the north side.
On the north side.
Yeah.
Whereabouts on the north side?
Up there by the Japanese amusement park.
The Japanese amusement park.
Right? Bambi the deer plays there.
Is that right?
Where Bambi goes, nothing grows.
Right.
You still there?
I'm here. All right, don't you have any address, any numbers, or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Let's see.
All right.
5.
5.
5.
5.
2.
2.
Well, that's not my address. That's my order.
That's the order. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'll turn a big red light on. You can't miss it.
Red light on. Okay.
Yeah. There's a big statue of a brindle Great Dane dog out front.
He's not going to bite, is he?
No, he's just a statue.
Just a statue. Okay. We got 5/5 tequila, 5/5 of scotch, 2 cases of beer, 1 case of 16-ounce can.
No vermouth.
No vermouth. I wouldn't send vermouth. And 1 case of... That's quite an order. Are you having a party?
Huh?
Are you having a party?
No. I'm just trying to work up the nerve to go to confession.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes, you can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. You'll always be the miracle that makes my life complete. And as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make yours just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. And if along the way we find the day it starts to storm, you've got the promise of my love to keep you warm. true as mine. A love as true as mine.
I never once backed down from a punch. Well, I take it square on the chin. Well, I found out fast, a bully's just that. You got to stand up to him. So I didn't cry when I got a black eye. As bad as it hurt, I just grinned. But when tough little boys grow up to be dads, they turn into big babies again. Scared me to death when you took your first steps. Well, I'd fall every time you fell down. Your first day of school, I cried like a fool, and I followed your school bus to town. Well, I didn't cry when old Yeller died, at least not in front of my friends. But when tough little boys grow up to be dads, they turn into big babies again. Well, I'm a grown man, but as strong as I am, well, sometimes it's hard to believe how one little girl with little blonde curls can totally terrify me. If you were to ask, my wife would just laugh. She'd say, I know all about men. Now tough little boys grow up to be dads. They turn into big babies again. I know one day I'll give you away, and I'm gonna stand there and smile. But when I get home and I'm all alone, well, I'll sit in your room for a while. Well, I didn't cry when old Yeller died, at least not in front of my friends. When tough little boys grow up to be dads, they turn into big babies again. When tough little boys grow up to be dads, they turn into big babies again.
She's a Chippewa, she's a one of a kind. All my friends call me Bear Claw. The village chicken is my pawpaw. He gets his orders from my mama. She makes him walk the line. You can find me in my wigwam. I'll be
beating on my tom-tom. Pull out the pipe and smoke you some. Hey, and pass it around. Cause I'm an Indian outlaw. Half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa. She's a one of a kind. Looking for trouble. We can ride my pony double, make your little heart bubble, Lord, like a glass of wine. And I remember the medicine man. He caught running water in my hand, drugged me around by my headband, said I wasn't a kind. Cause I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa. She's a one of a kind. I can kill a deer or a buffalo with just my arrow and my hickory bow. From 100 yards, don't you know, wow, I do it all the time. They all gather around my teepee, late at night trying to catch a peek of me, and nothing but my buffalo grease. I got them standing in line, cause I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa, she's a one of a kind. Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die.
glitter. But I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. So I told you that I was happy for you, given the chance I'd like you, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Closer to you.
like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Drift away like Tom Sawyer, ride a raft with old Huck Finn. Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway.
Something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway.
Teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign. 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home and 80 acres, the faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land? As he lay his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
On one hand, I count the reasons I could stay. On one hand, I count the reasons I could
take you back about 15.
On one hand, I count the reasons I could stay with you and hold you close to me all night long. So many lovers' games I'd love to play with you. On that hand, there's no reason why it's wrong. But on the other hand, there's a golden band to remind me of someone who would not understand. On one hand, I could stay and be your loving man. But the reason I must go is on the other hand. In your arms, I feel the passion thought it died when I looked into your eyes. I found myself, and when I first kissed your lips, I felt so alive. I've got to hand it to you, girl. You're something else. But on the other hand, there's a golden band to remind me of someone who would not understand. On one hand, I could stay, be your loving man. But the reason I must go is on the other hand. Yeah, the reason I must go is on the other hand.
The name nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shape. He first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. And what really turns me on is the shape. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shape. Dakota, New York, L.A., Houston, Tampa Bay, London, Tokyo, everywhere you go. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. And what really turns me on, it's the shape. So what really turns me on is the shape.
He had plastic bags wrapped round his shoes. He was covered with the evening news. Had a pair of old wool socks on his hands. The bank sign was flashing five below. It was freezing rain and spitting snow. He was curled up behind some garbage cans. I was afraid that he was dead. I gave him a gentle shake. When he opened up his eyes, I said, "Old man, are you okay?" He said, "I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer breeze. Jumping into Calico Creek. I was walking down an older road, past a field of hay that had just been mowed. Man, I wish you just left me alone, 'cause I was almost home." He said, "I was just coming round the barn, about the time you grabbed my arm, when I heard Mama holler, 'Son, hurry up.' I was close enough for my old nose to smell fresh cobbler on the stove, and I saw Daddy loading up the truck. Cane poles on the tailgate, bobbers blowing in the wind. Since J.
July of 55, that's as close as I've been. Yeah, I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybee. Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping in the calico creek, I was walking down an old dirt road. Past a field of hay that had just been mowed. Just left me alone. I was almost home. I said, old man, you're gonna freeze to death. Let me drive you to the mission. He said, boy, if you left me alone, right now I'd be fishing. I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping in the calico creek, I was walking down an older road. Past a field of hay that had just been mowed. Almost home. Man, I wish you just left me alone. I was almost home.
Losing some jack off, walks up cruising for a bruising, popping off and making my old redneck red. He asked my girl she'd like to dance. He had three buddies, so I had no chance. I looked around the room for a friend and I saw Fred. A quick evaluation of the situation, we entered into a conversation that seemed to last the better part of the next two songs. Now, I didn't say, and they didn't ask, but Fred did two tours over in Iraq, and son, it was over before it was even on. Call a Marine, hit a 911, they're built to improvise, adapt and overcome. When you're in knee deep and you're up shit's creek, you've tried everything, tell you what you do. Call a Marine. My sister's husband didn't love her no more, and he runned off with a skinny little whore and left her sitting around the house with a couple of kids. She just lays around that moo-moo gown old girl put on about 35 pounds, and one day I went over to her house and I said, hey sis, if you want to fix what troubles you, just ease down the VFW and you'll walk through the door and turn those boys' heads. For most of those boys, it's been a while. Just show a little leg, that Marlboro smile. And if that don't work out for you, girl, ask for Fred. Call a Marine, instead of 911. They're built to improvise, adapt, and overcome. If you're in knee deep and you're up shit's creek, you've tried everything, tell you what you do. Call a Marine. Some douchebag rises up and overthrows his government. Diplomacy ain't working,
and ammo's all been spent. The world is in a crisis, and the media's a curse. I'll tell you what to do when it goes from bad to worse. Call a Marine, send a 911. They're built to improvise, adapt, and overcome. When you're in knee deep and you're up shit's creek, you've tried everything. Tell you what to do. Call a Marine. Tell you what to do, baby. You can call. Call a Marine. Yeah, yeah.
It'd be a lie to say not gonna miss you, so please don't say goodbye now, till I've kissed you one more time, and held you as I did when you were mine. It'd be a lie to say I don't still love you. I won't be thinking of you, girl. I'll never try to call you one more time, or try to find a way to change your mind. Ooh.
You don't love me anymore.
Oh baby,
you don't love me anymore. Forgive me, but the wine's gone to my head, and tomorrow I'll remember how you turned to me and said,
it'd be a lie to say that I still love you, that I'll be thinking of you, boy. Drive by to say hello sometime. Oh, but now you're gone, and all I have are five words on my mind.
You don't love me anymore.
Oh, baby,
you don't love me anymore.
Baby, please forgive me. But the wine's gone to my head, and tomorrow I'll remember how you turned to me and said,
when I called your name.
said you've grown weary of living a lie. Oh, your love has ended, but mine still remains. But nobody answers when I call your name.
footsteps in the hall while I'm crying my heart out over you. Now I'm crying my heart out over you. Those blue eyes, now they smile at someone new. Ever since you went away, I died.
Consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then saints my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art.
Okay, if I've pushed all the right buttons, I ought to be on there, and that pretty well wraps it up. So you guys have a good weekend. You don't know why I say all this every Friday, because the thing I'm fixing to play says it all anyway, so I guess I'll just let it say it. I'll see you.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern, for
for the Shooting Bench. Current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end.